So here with Tom Ruiz from Salty Crew. You have a new title, so I'll let you tell it.
New title. Well, I'll be General Manager of Americas.
And what does that entail?
Well, overseeing our design department, marketing department, sales department, and that includes Canada, U.S., Latin America, and Japan.
Nice. Okay. And you guys have some news on the office front.
We just signed a lease on a new office in Newport Beach.
Wow.
Yeah. So that'll be opening hopefully October 1st and get through everything. So we're excited about that.
And why Newport? Because right now you guys are headquartered in San Diego, right?
Well, we're partners with Globe and they're in L.A. And most of our employees are from Orange County. So the San Diego commute was pretty far. I think it was an hour and a half each way. So just getting a more centralized location, closer to Globe and closer to our employees.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah.
And right across from the water, right?
Right across the street from the water.
Nice, yeah. I like it. So, business, just so crazy good?
We're pretty fortunate, yeah. We're here at Surf Expo, and we'll do probably 80 appointments, and all the feedback is that sell-through's strong, which is the key. And, yeah, we're growing like a weed. We're having fun doing it.
Yeah. And it looks like you have a lot of new product for spring, that the product has really advanced, way beyond just T-shirts.
Yeah, I mean, we've pretty much covered most of our categories at this point. We don't have pants, but we're definitely leaning into more of a technical aspect on the product. You know, we have a diverse range of retailers from West Marine to tackle stores to all the best surf shops in America. So, yeah, our strength right now is definitely we do a large percent of our business in tees and hats. But we're known for our wovens, or got a lot of traction. Our walk short business is strong, and everything has a purpose. You know, our UV coated wovens took off. We showed those for spring 18. We were really stoked on the feedback we're getting from the retailers. They booked really well. Those won't drop into the market until spring 19.
Okay. So that's a big development, right?
That's a big development. Yeah, we're focused. We're not really growing the line anymore. We're just focused on improvements.
Right. And it looks like, I mean, describe those shirts that you were showing me earlier.
So it's a UV-coated woven with venting on the back. And, yeah, it's a fishing shirt. But we do a kind of a younger twist on our prints. So it feels a little younger. We can sit next to brands such as Columbia, but with a younger vibe. You know, West Marine really ate those up. A lot of our surf shops did it. We do prints on the wovens that they tell a story. They're either fishy or surfy, and they feel young. So I think that kind of fills our niche out there. You know, we're a little bit different than most things that are going on in the market right now, and I think that's been a big plus for us. You know, we've carved out a spot for ourselves. And so everything has to have a purpose, has to have the salty vibe, and we just stay the course now.
Right. What surprised me about the brand is it appeals to such a wide range of ages. Why do you think that is?
You know, I think partially because we are fishy. You know, our backbone surf, but we're fishy. And I think fishing is maybe the most participated sport in America. Everyone's fished at least once. And it's very family-oriented sports, too. So you do have a dad that might buy Salty Crew. And then we've got, you know, a 15-year-old surfer that's buying it. And I think we've been lucky. We hit something different. And it's just, you know, the name Salty Crew is so easily digestible. It's a friendly name. So, you know, we have everyone from grandma coming in, and because she's buying it for Salty Grandpa. And then we've got, you know, the kids are buying it because, you know, it's a cool brand for them. So we just launched Boys Hit a couple months ago, and that took off. It's been super successful. So I think it's just a very friendly brand.
Yeah. Would you guys ever do women's?
You know, I get asked about that every day. I'd never say never. It's just, you know, the capacity right now with our small team, we're just maxing out. But I could see women's in the future.
Yeah. And how is it keeping up with the growth?
You know, it's timing-wise, when we became partners with Globe, was perfect. You know, we were already experienced pretty dramatic growth. I mean, it was starting to go off back then. So it was January of 17, was perfect because they took on all the back end, finance it, do the production, warehouse it, customer service. So we didn't have to think about that. We're thinking about product and marketing, and that was it. So they were there at the right time, right place. And so it allowed us to really put the pedal to the metal and go for it.
Right. Anything interesting regionally in North America about where you guys are working? Like, is it mainly the coasts? What's going on in the middle of the country?
Well, it's interesting with Salty Crew. It's like, it's definitely on the coast, and we're about 50-50 East Coast and West Coast. So it's not like, you know, some people think we're from Florida and we're actually out of San Diego. But what's really interesting is how much business we do with retailers in Middle America, from Arizona to Nebraska, you know. So we have some chains that have stores through there, and like our sell-through in the Middle America is super strong too. And we're also in Outfitters. And Outfitters, when I say Outfitters, they might be Guns and Ammo and Hook and Tackle and Yeti and Patagonia and Salty Crew. So we kind of fit in that outdoor space really well.
So how happy are you that you're at a brand that can work in all those different channels and like you're not pigeonholed?
Well, especially in today's market, you know, I've been around a long time and seen so many specialty stores go away in the surf, skate, and snow side. So we're super fortunate. We don't have to go open, you know, make mistakes in our distribution and open big guys just for the sake of growth because you're pigeonholed as a surf brand. So we're super fortunate that we can sell to this diverse group of retailers. We're in such a unique place. And I've never been in anything like that. And I know guys at fish brands are trying to get into surf and they can't. And I know surf brands are trying to get into fish and they can't. And we just play so well on both sides of it. You know, like I said, backbone is surf. But, you know, if it's flat, we're fishing or diving. Or if it's windy, we're sailing.
Right. So what about this summer we just finished, right? Was there any, like, new product that was a super home run? Or is it still the tees?
I think this year and this summer, we saw a lot of action on a couple of our board shorts and a couple of our walk shorts. And it's been a struggle for us on cut and sew for the first couple of years. And every season's getting better. We have new designers coming in. So we've really put some horsepower in design, and it's starting to show at cut and sew, especially when we started showing spring 19 and now summer 19. It's like dramatic improvements. I'd say, you know, 100% improvement on the cut and sew. And the sell-through was starting to show just this summer. So when we started dropping fall 18 in June and July is when you saw a pretty big jump and improvement. And wovens has been like just this category we didn't plan on growing, but yeah, it's taken off for us. So the tops are doing really well. Bottoms are kicking in. Another area where we've had success in is jackets. It's been a good category for us. So we're excited. You know, now that we have our team, fully staffed design team, yeah, it's only going to get better now.
Yeah, that's great. So then what are you worried about? Like, what's the thing that you're like, oh my gosh?
What's the 2x4 that's coming my way that I can't see right now? You know, I think it's the same thing with any brand, like keeping the sizzle on the brand. I think that's it. We're really smart about our distribution. You know, we're growing internationally, so we're not going to blow the thing up and out and burn out. But we got to keep the sizzle on the brand, and that's always a challenge for any brand.
Right.
And today, you know, that's why, you know, Jared's now focused on content development, and that's going to be his priority, just keep pushing the brand.
And what do you mean by content development?
Well, he'll be managing the team, doing the team trips, making sure the photographers are out there, just following the guys around. And so we're always, you know how it is. Social media is driving everything, and you have to have fresh content every day. So it's a full-time job.
Right. So he's going to focus on that.
That's what he's focused on, yeah.
Oh, that seems like a smart idea.
Yeah. And he'll send out the content to the regions, to Europe and to Oz and to Japan and U.S. So, yeah, he's driving the brand from the content end.
That's great. And how many people do you guys have now?
I think we have about, excluding Globe side, I mean, just Salty Crew employees, I want to say we're up to 10. Yeah. It's a pretty tight team.
Yeah. You guys are doing a lot.
Yeah. We just hired another designer, which is great. He starts next week. We brought in Mike Neiman, who's head of product. He was ex-Quicksilver, and he started about 6 months ago. And then we're looking for a national sales manager right now. Hopefully pull the trigger on that in the next couple weeks. And we're also bringing in some more guys on the marketing side. So, and then I think we'll be set for a while.
Yeah, that's good. Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you very much,
Tiffany. Thanks for talking to me.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.